Going to Janine Tornatore, who's a nationally recognized travel expert, TV commentator, writer, and spokesperson, who's going to give us the up-to-date scoop on how best to handle your travel plans coming up. Hi, Janine. Welcome to the Karen Conti Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Let's talk a little bit about what have you heard? Is there going to be a complete travel ban? You being in the travel business, are you hearing that?
I have not heard that. You know, what I think, you know, we're obviously seeing is, you know, the travel ban from an international perspective, and we've kind of seen that play out over the last couple of days. What I have been seeing is, I think, more and more people domestically, especially as we're approaching these coming weeks when a lot of schools have spring break, is people taking it upon themselves to kind of make that decision not to travel right now. My family actually just made that decision yesterday as well to not leave on our spring break in the coming days. So I think the more that we're seeing, you know, the government from a state level and a national level talk about the need for people to social distance and stay at home, I think people are realizing that the really smart thing to do at this point is not to travel right now.
Now, as far as refund policies, I know that probably all the different airlines have different policies, but let's talk about how you go about finding out what your policy is for your particular airline. And then I'm going to ask you the same question about hotels.
Yes. Well, you're right. So, you know, while most airlines have some policy changes where they're waiving their cancellation and their change fees for flights, they do vary by airline. So just because you see something United is doing, you can't assume that, you know, if you're on a different carrier that they're doing the same thing. So number one, I would say head to their website. You know, you on their home pages, you will see a link directly to, you know, what they're offering right now for folks who already have flights booked and they either want to change them or want to cancel them. And I will say that, you know, for most of the major airlines, it's tough getting through right now to a customer service representative, especially with the international travel ban just happening a couple days ago. They're flooded with calls for people that need to make changes on an immediate basis. So if your flight is, you know, 5 days, a week, 2 weeks out, you may just wait a couple of days since we kind of just have that flood of travelers needing to make changes from the international side. Wait a couple of days before you make the call. Otherwise, you may be sitting on the line, you know, for potentially hours waiting to get through.
So, like, as far as hotels go, because, for instance, I have a trip to Key West planned next week, and I'm pretty much sure I'm not going to go, not because of the illness, but more like I've got to take care of things at my workplace. But the hotel I booked was a boutique hotel. It was not one of the big chains, and I'm not hearing back from them. What is the common thought? Are these smaller hotels not going to refund money?
What we're seeing a lot of hotels doing for those that aren't directly refunding is offering credits for a future stay. So, you know, again, hotels, of course, there's so many brands of hotels out there, and independent smaller hotels, you know, may do things differently than the larger chains like Marriott and Hilton. So, again, your best recourse is to keep trying to contact them directly, check their website to see if they have any information on there. And, you know, one piece of advice, whether it's your hotel or your car rental is, you know, continue to ask, you know, ask them and be proactive and say, what can you do for me? I would love to come stay here in the future. Can you give me a credit? Because I think, you know, one thing I saw actually just anecdotally with our trip that we just canceled, we had to cancel our car rental and the rental agency that we were renting through, you know, was going to charge us a $50 cancellation fee. And we kind of kept questioning, you know, hey, really a $50 cancellation fee? And they ended up giving it to us as a credit because we were a little persistent about it. So I would say, you know, be persistent, you know, in accordance, you know, with what you're comfortable with. But, you know, I know that the travel companies are really trying to work with people. It is, of course, tougher for those small boutique hotels that are, you know, more independently owned.
And one of the things that my husband and I were considering is also going down there. And what if they closed all the bars and restaurants in Key West? I mean, it's nice the beaches are okay, but, like, you know, what are you going to do when you're down there? So I think it's not just is it safe, are we going to be able to get a flight back, but what are we going to do if everything closes down?
And I think that's one of the reasons, too, in particular, that we're seeing so many people changing their plans, you know, in these last couple of days. Is everybody's been kind of, you know, let's wait and see, because they know they can cancel if they need to. And things are just so rapidly changing, I think, that, you know, the same as people heading to the grocery stores and, you know, stocking up on everything because everything is uncertain, that's another reason, too. People don't want to get to their destination, spend all of the money on, you know, a big vacation, and then not have the experience that you're expecting. And so for most people, the safe route is, hey, let's just not go now. Let's wait, and maybe we'll go in a couple of months when everything is back on its feet.
And that's really probably the reasonable thing to do. Let's look ahead to travel in the future. I do know that there's some insanely wonderful travel deals going on right now for obvious reasons. Can you talk first of all a little bit about what you're talking about? Like, is there a flight that you've seen that is spectacularly cheap now?
Well, because flights are, you know, 30%, you know, of their capacity, they're just relatively empty right now. We're seeing incredible deals on flights. So for someone that may have to fly right now, you know, there are definitely deals out there. I mean, I'm seeing airfare to most big destinations around the country round trip for under $100.
Wow.
New York, Miami, San Diego. Right. So there are definitely deals out there. And even looking ahead to summer, so even looking ahead to June, we're seeing similar deals. So for people that may not want to travel now, maybe they're saying, hey, but let's go ahead and let's look at planning our summer vacation. I would say, you know, there are the deals out there to be had. What I would just caution folks about is making sure that you're checking with the airlines, that if you book those flights and you do need to cancel, because obviously this is a rolling situation and we are not sure an end date to it, you know, in the future, What is your recourse? Are you still going to be able to apply that, you know, no change or cancellation fee if you're booking something for a later point? So again, it's all kind of, you know, brand by brand, airline by airline, everything differs. So you just want to make sure that you're checking on those small nuances before you're taking advantage of those fantastic deals.
Sure. And, you know, I guess I always wonder about this question. I always question insurance because I hate to say this, but you buy insurance, and then when the time comes that something happens, there's small fine print that says, oh, this isn't covered. And you don't know that when you buy it. You don't read the policy. Even as a lawyer, I don't read the policy. Tell me about travel insurance. Is travel insurance a good deal or bad deal? In what circumstances and what kinds of travel insurance would you recommend if you do?
Yes, and this is a big question right now because this is the time when a lot of people will say, hey, my insurance should be taking effect. So when we look at it in this situation, well, I guess I'll first step back and say insurance, again, kind of like you said, it really depends on, you know, a few factors. You know, number one, how big is your trip? You know, how much do you want to spend on your insurance versus, you know, the total cost of your trip. So if I'm booking a huge European vacation that is, you know, one of those bucket list trips, I more likely may want to buy travel insurance because it's a high dollar trip. If you're just taking advantage of those quick weekend deals and heading away, it's probably not as worth it. In this particular situation that we're in, it's an interesting one because, you know, a lot of insurance policies will say if something is what they call a known event, then it's not covered by insurance. So, for example, most of the time, hurricanes are not covered. Those types of natural disasters that may be known events will not be covered by insurance. As of January 22nd, the COVID-19, they considered in the insurance industry a known event. So anyone that has booked most general insurance policies after January 22nd, COVID-19 would not be covered.
Wow.
Really, the only insurance policy where, you know, the fine print covers everything are these premium policies that basically are the, you know, cancel for any reason policies. And they're definitely a premium price, but they do allow you to pretty much cancel for any reason. But for any other policies, I always recommend you have to read the fine print and really think about what might be the reasons that I need to cancel. And does this look like it's covered? And then again, always contact them, talk to the customer service representative, ask them, you know, anecdotally, if this were to happen, would this be covered? Because they will be able to tell you that.
And I'm going to ask you one quick question, and that is, as a travel person, what's your favorite place to go? If you all the places in the world you got to spend 2 weeks somewhere, where would you go?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, interestingly, I'm a big adventurer, so I love the national parks. Those are my favorite places to go. I'll keep thinking, like, at the end of my kids being home for 3+ weeks in this situation, I think I'm just going to be looking for a great beach destination, to
that
be honest.
That sounds like everyone.
I think we're going to see a spike once this is over and people are heading to those relaxing destinations where they can kind of just lay back and you know, take it all in.
Janine Torontaro, thank you so much for joining us. Where can viewers, listeners see you?
Sure. Well, you can follow me on social. I'm on Instagram at The Outside Insider, and my website is theoutsideinsider.com.
Thank you, Janine. You take care of yourself.